Hello, Fiona Ritchie here, and glad to be with you for another hour of great music on the Thistle and Shamrock. whiskey and sangria from who else but Eileen Ivers, you might say. She grew up among the long-established Irish immigrant community of the Bronx, where her musical soul was always going to be moved by the music of other ethnic communities there. And so it gets expressed in and around her driving Irish fiddle. And musicians like Eileen Ivers, with ears open to the world of music, so accessible to all of us these days, they were always going to tune in to the fact that Latin, African and other world rhythms blend beautifully with Celtic, and that styles like these come together naturally, creating an exciting fusion. Most Celtic musicians have not grown up in such an ethnically diverse neighbourhood as the Bronx, but as great travellers, these musicians have been importing ideas for generations, and today the urge to reach out and exchange seems stronger than ever. In the 1960s, Andy Irvine's travels in the Balkans brought wondrous new rhythms and instruments into Irish music. More recently, bands like Capper Cayley and Baca Beyond have embraced a Celtic Afro-Caribbean blend, not to mention Afro-Celt sound system. But to avoid drowning in some generic ethnic musical soup, they have to strike a critical balance between root and branch, between tradition and innovation. Whether they succeed or not is for you to judge as we circumnavigate the world of Celtic music this week on Thistle. Baca Beyond, then, with their setting of a Gaelic song, the Braes of Lough Eil, in and amongst the rhythms and percussion of the music of the Congo-Cameroon rainforest. But first, we're going to stay with the Latin feel in the company of a brilliant quartet just together for this recording, the Lochaber Badger and the Road to Corandula from Sharon Shannon, Frankie Gavin, Michael McGoldrick and Jim Murray. Jerry O'Connor and No Place Like Home. And after Baka Beyond, it sounded like his banjo had gone home to Africa. But No Place Like Home, that's a sentiment most people would agree with wholeheartedly. But for some curious and adventurous musicians, there's also nothing like the thrill of discovering that their music can blend beautifully with the music of some far-off destination to create something new. This goes beyond the natural international blending of related music in North America, which we so often hear on Thistle, and it embraces a more global pulse. So how is it working for you? Janet Russell and Christine Kidd used percussion and harmony to sing their solidarity with the children of Africa in a Soweto street song. And Kapper Kaylee collaborated with Sibiba, singers from Guinea in West Africa, to bring another dimension to the Gaelic song Coney Meatherum. Who will flirt with me? Here they are. Oh,
Krieg auf Krieg.
Afro-Celt Sound System's Erin brought together the voices of Yarla O'Leonard, singing in Irish, and Nefali Kuyati of West Africa, descended from Madinka storytellers. And we heard Janet Russell and Christine Kidd, and Capercaillie with Voices of Africa. The global music vibe continues here as we circumnavigate the world of Celtic music this week on the Thistle and Shamrock, and there's more with Tony McManus, Andy Irvine and Davy Spillane ahead. To see a playlist online in the next couple of days, go to our website, thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. We'll end up in the Greek island of Rhodes before you hear my voice again, so fasten your seatbelts or something. Kim Robertson's ahead too. The music of Quebec isn't such a giant leap for us. It evolved on Canadian terrain, well populated with Irish and Scots who traded tunes with their French neighbours in the New World. And Celtic Quebecois crossovers have always delighted us here on Thistle. Labotine Souriante has pioneered a new sound for Quebecois dance music, and their brassy blend is inspiring similar explorations back across the Atlantic. But here are the originals, Labotine Souriante with Hommage à Gilles Brunet. It's All Greek to the House Band with Kato Staly Monadka and A Trip to Amnesia. Kim Robertson gave us The Fairy's Lament and Rila Bush, and La Bottine Souriante kicked us off. Andy Irvine spent about a year and a half travelling around the Balkans in the late 60s, and the rhythms and melodies of Bulgarian and Macedonian music found their way to Ireland through Andy Irvine's involvement with Planxty in the early 70s. 20 years later, when Bill Whelan collaborated with Andy and Davy Spillane on their Eastern European Celtic music fusion album East Wind, what emerged was a forerunner to Whelan's Riverdance, with Hungarian folk song diva Marta Sebastian, Andy Irvine and Davy Spillane are ahead with The Bears Rock. First, it's Tony McManus, Alain Gentil and Swai Siburil with Zagreb.
Thank you.
Andy Irvin and Davy Spillane with Hungarian singer Marta Sebastian and The Bear's Rock, which is a Macedonian lament for the 1903 Ilinden Rising. The last three decades has seen Celtic music flowing out from its sources and deeper into the world's great musical ocean, finding Eastern European, African, Caribbean and Latin inspirations. What do you think of it all? Are we ending up with a world music soup with a dash of Celtic spice? Or do the innovators succeed in creating a global Celtic sound? In their experimentations, I think the musicians we've featured this week do strike the balance between root and branch, tradition and innovation. Remember, it's all against the backdrop of a demand for pure traditional music that has never been greater. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each broadcast and connect with us through our website at thistleradio.com. A set of recent programme playlists is also available by mail. Mention this week's programme, What in the World, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. It's Brendan Power on harmonica with the Russian Dervish.